Blog Talk Radio.
Burn 'em.
You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern. I'm hot as a toast. Don't get scorched in the turning. The mind of a hacker. I call the back stack. Your middle linebackers. I leave the blitz back. Game cold like the Packers. School face rappers. You'll get my dappers from Shorty Tier Rapper. I'm known as a zombie, blah, and blah. With the auger, it's hard, and I arm a car. And I flow like the Nile, creators of style. Haters taste good like Pico de Gallo. Ain't nothing can't save me, sick in the brain. And the click, quick to flip, all I'm spitting is lame. And you better get retarded, you're written in lame. You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm high as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. Call red truckers. It's bound to be ruckus. We ride in the streets. We some wild motherfuckers. A shout for the battle. Can't live like cattle. I rouse for the rabble. Flip verbs like Scrabble. And rattle and trunker. Storm through the bunker. I'm chilling like a monk. General and chief funker. We fight like Inganda. So run like a Asada. Shakur, are you sure? Mobaki Danga. Move like Shata. The boy get proper. I dropped on the net cause CDs yeah, get kaka. Rep for the set like I'm Zulu Shaka.
I'll get the youth all
time. You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace.
They blowed up the levee to try to move me outer. I'm deep like magma. You offer that powder. My style couldn't cower. I grow by the hour. And win like Belichick. My tech leave them sour. They can't stop pissing. My militants slick get them. Slaves to the rhythm, I sit them and hit prison. So call me up, do me the data when you need it. I'm lacing up the crew, all you get weeded. We pass another Dutchie on the left hand side. Then we pass another Dutchie on the right hand side. Cause the team undefeated at the whole world.
You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning.
And you are no longer tuned to the burners. You're now tuned to Early Morning Stuff with yours truly, Vince in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Give me a little ring-a-ding, and we'll talk about the first thing that pops up. There's all sorts of things running through my mind. I can take this into all sorts of directions, but it always helps to have someone lead the way by calling in at 347-826-7667. I want to thank Damn Radio, Nene Love, and PD of LA for jumping into the chat room early on here. Appreciate you guys showing up on such short notice. I know Nene wanted to wanted PG to continue her show and or to do another show, and I volunteered to fill that vacuum, and so I threw this program up. I was going to try to get it on at 11, but we're doing 11:30 instead. So I guess I'm here with you for the next 2 hours, playing music, talking smack, taking your calls. You know, we can mix it up. I can do do some prank calls. We can get in some trouble. We can have some, we could have some phone fun if you want. Any sort of stimulating conversation is allowed here. But yeah, we got some folks in the chat room already. Appreciate it. Damn Radio, Mrs. PG, Nene Love, PD of LA, and Tracy, thank you so much for joining me here in this impromptu Early Morning Stuff program. It's actually not even morning where I am. It's 11:35 here on the West Coast, beautiful California, Northern California, that is. PD of LA says, your weed is safe, people. Promotional distributors of Louisiana, not the Popo. Okay, good to know. Good to know. PD, promotional distributors. Got it. I never thought my weed was in jeopardy. Speaking of which, I partook in a new purchase today, some Super Train Wreck, and also some Pineapple Thai. Some pretty solid sativa dominant strains there. But let's not get too carried away. I guess, you know, it's in the air. There's a week to go until the elections, and here in California, people are starting to stir a little bit about this Prop 19 thing. It's been polling. Actually as losing. It's fairly tight, but who knows? I'm interested to see what happens. But there's a few other things going on as well. Of course, everybody's really excited about the congressional races and senatorial races. I'm sort of not really that excited. I'm going to vote. I don't know exactly how I'm going to vote on everything. I usually just vote no on everything. Sometimes I consider a yes here and there. But for the most part, I just figure if we don't have it already, then why do we need it now? But that's my sound shut off. Can you not hear me? What's the problem? All right. So PD of LA is getting settled in with the audio. Yeah, folks, please let me know if there's any audio glitches or problems you're having. I sometimes, regrettably, will mute myself and not know it. And I always have to do a double take and make sure that I'm unmuted. But yeah, feel free to call in, kids. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio servant for this early morning where you are. Unless you're on the West Coast like me, it's not early morning yet. We've got about, 22 minutes to go until it's 12 a.m. here. Plenty of time to take calls. The show spontaneously, but that opening track I played there was The Burners. Speaking of burning, The Burners, they are from Oakland, California. I was actually in Oakland, California yesterday. It's a couple days this week. And I actually took a picture of the Oaksterdam sign. Damn, I haven't been down to downtown Oakland in a long time, and now they have a straight-up Oaksterdam University, like, mural that takes up an entire side of a parking garage or a building or whatever. It's just a whole facade. I should upload that. Good times. So Louisiana, it's 1:39. All right, good. Good times. Bars are still open. People are happy. Drinking, and we have a caller. Let's go to the 773. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's going down?
Yo, Vince, what it do, man? It's Leo.
Hey, Leo, what's going down, man?
Yeah. Not much.
You're not drinking that swamp drink, are you?
No, I actually got a cup of RC. That's what I got in mind.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Just looking out.
Yeah, no Coke and fucking Jolly Ranchers and
I hope when he said Coke, I hope, I presume when he said Coke, he meant like Coca-Cola, right?
Oh, no, he meant cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a heart attack in a cup.
Yeah, basically.
Insane.
Well, I'm quite sure it was probably fun drinking it, though.
Shit like that, though, some people are just, they're just tolerant. They're just wired differently. Like, I bet you Ozzy Osbourne uses that to wake up in the morning.
Right. Right, he probably uses it just as a sleeping pill or something, or give you anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That and a tranquilizer. He's
cold.
Good.
So what is Miss PG doing?
She's in the chat room saying that you're live and no, he didn't.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I don't know what's going down. But yeah, that was fun in the sidebar today.
Yeah, that shit was hella funny.
And I thought Nene was, like, primed to do some singing. She was, like, begging for another show, and she hasn't called in. I don't understand what the deal is.
She's probably going through the notes and shit. Like,
oh, she's rehearsing
it? Singing list. Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pour a honey down the throat.
All right.
And shit, you know,
so. Okay, yeah, at some point, hopefully, Nene will call in and perform. She did a little bit of something on the sidebar. She did, you know. Whole song. What do you want?
She getting all scared now.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, I hope it's a song that I can unzip my pants to or something like that.
I missed that. Something about your pants?
Now I'm saying I hope she gonna sing a song that makes me wanna unzip my pants, you know.
Oh. Well, that's cool, your pants are still on.
Yeah, still on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I should put mine back on. I feel kinda weird. I just kind of assumed. Ugh. All right, ladies, give us a call. It's 347-826-7667. Vince and the Bang here with you, and I have Leal Menace. He's in the chat room as well. And VMAC is calling Nene his love slave. Is that right? Is he just joking?
No, when I hear love slave, I think of rape. No.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good, especially considering there's a significant age difference between the two, right, if I'm not mistaken?
I have no idea.
That doesn't sound, it just doesn't, it sounds really kind of not good. But,
yeah.
I mean, who am I? I'm not going to judge. I mean, she's legal, right? She's like 19.
What's ever legal in your mind?
Well, legal in my mind is technically 19, but where I start feeling like a dirty old man is probably like around 25.
See, if I'm in England and the legal age is 16, well, 17, then I prefer 17. But if I'm in the United States, then I prefer 18. But if I'm in fucking a third world country, then, you know, 16, 15, you know, whatever I do. Yeah,
I hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's legal, so, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong.
Of course not.
Yeah. Right, Miss PG, while y'all in the chat room and shit?
What is she saying? We're the nastiest men in America?
Yeah.
We haven't said anything. We're just like BSing here.
Right.
We haven't even gotten into anything yet.
Right. We're talking about legal formalities and shit. We're talking about legal stuff right now.
We're waiting for the ladies to call in to, you know, so then we'll get nasty.
Right.
And ladies, once again, that number is 347-826-7667. I believe if you scroll up to the top of the page, somewhere on that page, the chat room, the number. Use it and abuse it. All right, we're doing what we do. We'll be right back. Here's some Mac Dre coming at you. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mac Dre. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where you been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, putting on the dub, hollering at Hutches, just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
you. Damn, show ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, show ain't fucking with you.
She heard that 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your niggity, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
Mac D-R-E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
Thank you.
we're back. It's Vince and the Bane here with you on your early morning stuff program. I don't know why I named the program that. It's kind of a boring gay title, but it is what it is. And I'll tell you what this is. We might have a news update here. This just in, there has been another contestant eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, and we might have, I think we have a reporter live. We're going to go to her now. Is this your girl, Callie?
It is, Vince. I'm here in L.A. at Dancing with the Stars. I can't believe it. Audrina just got eliminated. Everyone's sad. Everyone's crying. Now, who is still there? But your girl, Palin. What the fuck is her name?
That's right.
Bristol. She's still there. Damn.
Bristol the Pistol. She's sticking it out. And she gets progressively better every week. She lets her hair down just a little bit more. By the end, she's going to, like, be having an orgasm on stage.
Oh, God.
Or at least I will.
Okay, at least.
Stage.
All I have to say is, Mark, I bow down to you for trying to make Bristol into a dancer, and all I got to say is you're hot, and you should dance naked more often. That's all I gotta
yeah,
say.
He's totally hot. Yeah, he's a really good sport, too.
Oh yeah,
like he's really trying to encourage her, and he's being really, he's kind of slimy though at the same time, which is, I don't know.
How
do you get that at
slimy?
All?
He's not slimy.
He's a little bit of, he's a little creepy. He's creepy.
Okay, well, I think his partner is Bristol, which he's like frozen and has no
yeah.
emotion whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
she's
got great legs, though. She's a little thick. I was like, damn, girl.
Yeah, that's what. She's perfect. She's great. She's awesome. She's got those big, long legs. She's great.
I feel dirty.
She's good. She like, when she really lets her hair down and, like, arches her back and, like, gets all, like, you know, acts like she really wants to be hot and horny, she can do it. She's good.
My problem with it is, like, Bristol, we already know that you got down and dirty. You don't act like you're a virgin or you're pure or you're... We already know that you fucked that dude. What's his name? Johnston... What the... Levi. There you go. Levi Johnston. We already know you fucked him. Like, dude, you can bring it. Bring it. Show us why you had a baby with him named Trip. I don't know why the fuck you need a Trip, but whatever. That's all you and you do your thing, but, you know, come on, we already know that you're not on this innocent chick. Don't try to be
yeah.
like teen pregnancy. Yeah, teen
yeah,
pregnancy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She's got to embrace the hooker inside of her.
I mean, tell MTV to take off 16 and pregnant, not to glorify teen pregnancy and teen sex. Put a condom on. Get some birth control. Let's go. We know. 13-year-olds
yeah.
look like they're, like, 20 now.
Yeah. They need to get Bristol showing people how to put condoms on. That would be great.
OMG.
LOL. So what else is going on?
Well, I actually come for some advice.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want some advice from Vince in the Bay. it's actually boy advice. So I was sort of talking, dating, I don't know, whatever. I don't like the word talking. With this guy, and then, like, we kind of, like, broke it off. And then, like, he's being dramatic, and then I'm saying some stuff on Facebook. And then, like, he's being all dramatic and telling my best friend. Is it wrong for me to say that the girl that he's with, I'm hotter than her? I just got all mad about that. And now I'm just kind of worried that I'm being immature. Am I being immature?
Did you say that? You said on Facebook that you're hotter than she is?
Yeah. Yeah. And he called me, like, right after I posted it.
Hmm. Did she post anything back or anything? Or
I'm not on her friends list.
You know what? Let me get Leo in on this, see if he has an opinion. Leo, are you still there?
Yo.
Leo, you're on with your girl, Callie, And go ahead and refresh us, Callie, on what you're trying to figure out here. What's your dilemma?
I went on a couple of dates with this guy, and then we kind of broke it off. And then I saw his new chick, and then I laughed, and then I posted on Facebook that I'm way hotter than her. And then he saw it, and then he called me. And then he tried to get my friend to meet, tried to have my friend, well, have me admit to my friend that it was about him, which I never did, because I know I'm good with games. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to admit anything. But I just feel like I was talking to my best friend earlier. Like, I was immature and saying some stuff on Facebook I shouldn't. But
well,
am I immature, or is it okay for me to say it?
Well, all women think that they're hotter than the next chick anyway.
First off, I am hotter, okay? I don't need to be like, I think I am hotter, okay? That's all I got to say.
All right,
yeah.
You know what? You got to do that. You got to paste her Facebook in the chat, and I'll decide. Or you
right.
can you can message me or something. I'll give you my verdict.
I don't have her on Facebook. I just saw her in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. But didn't you say, you just said it to her into her face?
No, I posted it on my Facebook. I laughed in her face, and then I posted it on Facebook.
Ballsy.
Well, y'all women do that anyway, so I wouldn't say it's immature. It's just a woman thing that y'all do anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That works. I don't feel so bad enough.
Yeah, so go ahead and slander her all you'd like.
All right. I will.
You track it up. It's a girl thing, you know. So what? You called her a whore. Who cares?
I promote, you know, woman power. But a woman's got to be smart when she's dealing with a guy. And if she's not smart, I'm not afraid to call her out on it.
No. A woman don't have to be smart dealing with a guy. Matter of fact, we prefer them as dumb as they can get.
I know that. So that's why you got to play smart. But if they're good.
No. No.
I mean, you got to play smart. You got to play, it's a game. You got to play it smart. And if you don't play it smart and you're stupid, then.
Shh. It's not a game. Shh.
No. Ladies out there, if you're listening, it is a game. You gotta play that. It's like Monopoly. They're trying to collect as many women as they can. Or as quoted, bitches on hold. The thing. A quote.
Crazy.
But,
all right, we got another caller here on the 414. You're live. Who's this from the 414? Oh, wait. My switchboard's freaking out on me. Oh, they don't have their hand up. Oh, I should turn them off then.
Put your hands up. Uh-oh. I'm a single lady. Sorry. I had to sing that.
No, it's okay. You can. We encourage singing. We actually thought originally that Nene Love was going to come through and sing for us, but she has. She's in the chat, but she hasn't showed up to sing. She sang a little bit on Mrs. Cheese G's show, but excuse you there, Leo. And so we're hoping she's going to call in. We do have a 414 on the line, but they're not. Their hand is not raised. So maybe she's on deck hanging out, you know, warming up. Who knows? But you're more than welcome to perform as well, Callie. This is kind of an open mic. You can just go for it if you want.
I'm a single lady. No, I'm kidding. I don't sing. I host radio shows. I do not sing.
Can you sing a Lady Gaga song? What's your favorite Lady Gaga song?
I have many. I love Lady Gaga. Like, every time I'm in a bad mood, I just put Lady Gaga on, and Lady Gaga makes me smile.
She's
I was just
super,
singing Lady Gaga the other day. Or actually,
super sucks.
Dude, no, she doesn't. I've seen her in concert. She's badass. She's amazing. She made me cry at her concert. She was in San Jose at the HP Pavilion. She made me cry. She's amazing.
Yeah, she made me cry, too.
You're just a hater. You need to calm down, sir. I don't know who you are, but you need to calm down on the hater.
Well, actually, he knows her. He knows her intimately. He's, of course, referring to the fact that she used a strap-on on him last time she was in town. So he's got... caused him a lot of pain.
It was a vibrator.
And you didn't like that?
No.
It looked like a cattle prod, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, basically,
All right, so we got another caller on it. We've got a caller now on the from the Milltown calling in on the 414. Go ahead, you're live, caller.
You guys are the nastiest men in America.
I do agree. I don't know.
We haven't said anything. We've said nothing.
Right.
Leo getting fucked with dildos in his ass? I mean, come on now.
No, never happened.
That's what.
So what?
Doesn't mean you're gay or anything.
It means nothing.
It doesn't mean that you're gay or anything.
It's part of the show.
I'm just saying
exactly.
You're crazy.
Part of the show.
Anyway, yeah. It's your girl, Miss Peachy. I came in, you know, to do my thing. I had called in before, but she was talking about Dancing with the Stars, so, you know, I kind of hung up. And now I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of quiet on the Dancing with Stars things, too, because never watched the show.
Me neither. I don't know anything about it. That's like sports to me.
It was to me too until last year when it was actually sports that sucked me into it because they had Erin Andrews was performing last year and she's awesome. She's hot. And so I tuned in just for that factor. I found out that Dancing with the Stars, there's a lot of hot chicks in it. A lot of eye candy.
Okay.
No, I was very, very sad to see, what's her name, Kelly? Audrey or whatever?
Audrina Patridge from The Hills. The girl who had, like, boring eyes.
Mm-hmm. Never watched The Hills either.
Right.
Yeah, neither did I until I saw this chick. I was just like, damn, who's that? It's too bad. They lost a hottie. That's one hottie down. One and a half to go.
This is where our culture with our friends tends to interflict Leo. We are Leo.
It's just not a white program.
You said it, not I.
Right. You said it, not I. Did nobody say that about a white pro? White this, white that?
You said race.
No, nobody said race. Nobody said race.
Whatever.
I think Leo Hispanic anyway, so it don't really matter to me.
She said cultural.
I thought Leo was Korean, actually. My bad.
I think he's Hispanic and won't admit it.
Leo, that kind of sounds like, yeah, it could be.
You sound Mexican now that I think about it, you know.
Or Filipino or something.
Who's on a Filipino?
I have a sore throat right now, you know. I can't get it.
Whatever.
I do. I've been sick the whole week.
Oh, poor.
I want to take
Leo.
This opportunity to thank Damn Radio, Guest 3, Leo, Mrs. PG, and Nene Love for joining us. We're hoping Nene Love will wake up. And
I would choke the hell out of Nene. Nene said she wanted another show. She said she was going to call in.
Yeah.
And here's we at the show. She ain't even call in.
Exactly. I don't know what she's doing. I mean, there is another 414 that's listening, but not... No hand up, so I'm wondering if that's maybe
What's
her.
What's the
first
three numbers?
921.
Yeah, nah, that ain't her.
No.
I don't know. That's one. That's a stalker of PG. I just don't know who it is. I'd be seeing that number at the cyber. I just have no idea who it is. But shouts out to you. I appreciate the love and support. Let's keep it moving.
Tell me about your worst Blog Talk stalker.
My worst Blog Talk stalker.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be my races.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have this certain racist that follows me through certain shows periodically, and he calls me a nigger, and he claims I play coon music, but he can sing every lyric that I play, and it's been about a year now.
Oh, wow.
That's my craziest stalker. And then he come with a whole clan of them, and it'd be truly, truly benoodles.
Oh, my. Do you, like, kick them out of your chat and stuff?
Nope. Never kicks him out. Never. I'll mute him,
yeah.
But I never kick him out.
Ah.
He doesn't get airtime unless he bring me 75. If you ain't got 75 races, y'all don't need to be on my airwaves. You got to bring me 75. Y'all all got to be in there at the same time. And see 75 of y'all, and then y'all can get on the air and call me a nigger all y'all want. Until that happens, you're not getting on the air.
So you don't let no one on the air if you don't have 75 people in your chat?
No, I don't let the racist on the air if he don't bring 75 other racists.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you, very nice.
Tell me about your
What's
craziest VCR stalker. Oh, I don't give him credit.
Oh. Actually, it was really, like, I call him my little stalker. I don't know if I want to say his name. He's a really nice guy. I consider he's really kind of creepy because I would do shows by myself and then I would have a male co-host. But shows by myself, this guy would always call in and always want to talk for hours, you know, to me. But when I would have a male co-host, he wouldn't want to talk. And, like, he would call in and he didn't realize that I had a guy on the other line as my co-host. Both my co-hosts have been good friends of mine. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, so-and-so, talk to my co-host, SG, or CRC. And he would be like, he would not want to carry conversation with them. But when it came to me, he wanted to talk my ear off like no tomorrow, which is awesome and cool. But you call, like, I have five shows a week. He would call every show and want to talk. And he wouldn't want to talk to my guys. So I was like, I found that kind of creepy.
Yeah, they are crazy. I met this one guy at this one show.
This one time at band camp?
It's this one guy I met at this one show. He started off by talking shit to me. And, I mean, he was just talking hella shit, hella shit, hella shit. And then, now, you know, say hi to Leo.
Hi. Hello.
Nene's open. I know I'm late, but I'm not your love slave, LOL. Nene, you're supposed to be on the line. I was filling in for you. You need to come on and take your place so I can listen.
Right, because I'm trying to take my pants off, and you just...
Lord have mercy.
That's why I started the show with my pants off to begin with, so...
I know, that's why y'all are nasty
avoid that
in
problem.
America.
Yeah.
No, I think I was fourth on your list when you brought that list up.
Yes, yes, you are fourth. You are correct. But did I add Vincent to that list? You might even be fifth. It depends if I add... You know, I'm about to write it down, and I'm about to, you know, save it this time.
Right.
What list is that exactly?
The nastiest men in America.
Yeah, she did a list.
Hmm.
Like, what, about 4 months ago, was it?
Yeah, it was about 4 months ago, and that's when, yeah. Yeah.
Who were the top three?
Top three was New Jack, Chester, and Ginger. Well, actually, I need to change. I need to go New Jack, Vince, Chester, Ginger, Leo. Yeah, Leo, you five.
Okay. So I might be sick if you put Vince on.
Where the hell's Chester?
I don't know. Chester's on some... I don't know.
I get his blasts on Twitter. Like, he gives me all my hip hop news, basically.
Right.
But that's it. I don't see BTR or anything.
Yeah, Chester's been
no more Chester's Funhouse.
Nope, no more Playhouse. Let's play house.
Now, but I think you didn't make a list of who the most funniest.
Funniest? Oh, my God. I don't know. Of course, improv would have to be in it. Improv is funny. Ginger has me dying.
Put a scratching on wood.
That's me tapping my nails, my back.
Oh, okay.
And yes, they're real nails.
Huh. You said it, not me.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. The funniest people, that is, I mean, I don't know. VMAC has me dying on Personal Conversations. He's dull on BTR, but he has me dying in Personal Conversations. So yeah, he had me rolling this morning. That shit was crazy. He called somebody black trash. That shit was funny. He was like, that black trash ass. That shit was funny. Because the dude is big and he is dark, so if you put him in a bag, he would look like a bag of trash. That shit was hella funny. So, he'd be saying some OC shit. But, you know, he's totally different on air than he is off air. Improv is hella funny. I mean, Leo, you have me dying. You be giving me chest pains as well. Ginger made me almost pee on myself earlier today with his swamp water concoction. Huh?
That's because I'm the best.
Yeah, you are the best, Leo. What would I do without you?
I know, right?
Right.
Is that how you guys start talking about pee?
Every time Leo come around, we talk. Actually, I have to go Leo right now, and I'm trying to hold it, but I actually need to go Leo, like, right now.
I just went already.
I know, right? I seen you type it.
I just keep a bottle by my desk.
Yeah,
well, I can't do that. I actually have to sit and, you know, wipe and wash.
No,
I
should keep a bedpan by your desk.
No, that's nasty. My kids wouldn't dump it.
TMI. That is TMI, okay? I'm on Facebook, and the only thing I heard was wipe it. And I know you guys are talking about the bathroom. I'm like, that is just TMI. Damn.
See, you should have been listening.
IKR.
What was TMI was Vince got a damn bottle of piss by his desk right now. That's TMI.
That was,
hey,
I'm
quite sure
he
got a cap
too.
On it. I'm quite sure he got a cap on it right now.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure
yeah,
he
it's
doesn't
just
either.
Like, it's just like it's a tube that just connects to it, and I duct tape it on.
That's gross. It makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
Sure, I'll post a pic. For those of you in the chat room, I'll post a pic of that in a second.
That is gross. That is gross, man. Like, that is not.
So yesterday, you don't like our kids.
That is not normal.
It's all good. It's all love.
Right. It's just pee, processed water.
Ew, I'm gonna throw up in my mouth right now. That is gross.
Ooh, that's hot. Oh yeah, you should videotape that.
Dude,
turn on
you
your
know
webcam.
What's funny? I've actually was doing a show. Like I was doing a show. I wasn't sick at all. I don't know why, but literally in the middle of my show, I'm like, I'll be right back. I had to go throw up, and so I hung up the phone, threw up, came back, and did the show.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's her that pregnant. Shows her dedication to the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was probably pregnant if you didn't know it.
No. I know I'm not, or never was. No.
You could have been pregnant if you lost it. Never knew.
No, I know.
Okay.
It's like clockwork.
Okay.
Mm, mm, mm. I mean, it's TMI for all y'all, but I'm being, no, I know.
Well, TMI doesn't really fit in our circle. Cause
yeah,
we all
there's
know
no
a little
such
bit
thing.
Too
there's
much
no
about each
thing,
other.
Yeah. No holds barred here.
There's no TMI in our circle. I mean, I know things about Vince that the average person shouldn't know.
Oh, gosh.
It's Leo
right,
as
the
well.
Thing.
Right, off the cock. No one needed to know that.
No, but I did, because it sounded kind of fun.
Those would have sounded kind of fun. Stupid.
It is a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Like, bragged about it.
Y'all gonna drink swamp water, watch.
No way. That sounds disgusting.
I think I would rather actually drink some actual swamp water.
Yeah, exactly. Too. It'd be more nutritious.
Right.
Better for you.
Especially with all the algae and everything in it, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably make you live longer.
Right.
Yeah, it's truly, truly Benoodles.
That's right. Oh, I wish I could go to that track, that Black Sheep. I guess I should upload that track, that Black Sheep track, where he says Benoodles.
Yes, you should.
He probably should download that Skin Flu track, too. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you have to send it to him, and then he could download it.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break here.
I got to go, Leo. I'll be back.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go because I have class in the morning, so.
Yeah. No, well, thanks for checking in, Callie. Appreciate the update from Dancing with the Stars. I'm stoked that Bristol, the pistol, is going to move on for yet another week.
Oh, yes. And I will have your...
another lovely gown.
Okay. She's gone next week, though.
Yeah, she probably, her days are numbered. But who knows? Maybe she'll hang on. Maybe she could sneak one or two more weeks into there. That's kind of like what happened to Erin Andrews. She was kind of like, just kind of hung around, and all of a sudden she was in like the last three.
You never know.
Yeah. But I think what's her name? Dirty Dancing Chick. I think she's going to run away with it.
Do you think she's going to win?
Yeah, I mean, don't you?
I don't know. I think it's Brandy.
Brandy. Yeah, I forgot about Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate you coming through. I'll catch up with you later.
I'll catch up with you on Twitter.
Yep.
Bye, Vince. Bye, everyone. Thanks for having me.
See ya.
Ciao. Your girl, Callie. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. This is your Early Morning Stuff show with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sit and spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't come. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Every truth ain't evident. Every slave story present. Every
surprise the consequence. Every time it be something sweet, every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single man, I hate my verse. Everybody, they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we go, we taking everything.
I guess that Nene Love is supposed to be calling in here in a minute. She might be on here. I think this might be her. Let's see. Nene, is that you?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing much better now that you're here. So I appreciate you calling in. We did pretty much come to the conclusion to do this show in anticipation that you would delight us with some of your musical talents. So is that what you're here to do right now?
It really doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it really doesn't matter.
Oh. All right. Well, let's, you know, feel it out. Feel out the space. Spontaneously, if you like singing, let us know. It'd be great if you could do something for us before we end the show here. We have, wow, we're rounding out our first hour here. And it's been quite a show so far. We had... and still have Leo. You still there, Leo? Oh, jeez. Everybody's muted. Leo and PG, are you there?
Yo. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
We're back. So look who decided to show up. It's Nene Love.
Yeah, I'm going to need Nene to get a little bit more happier, no more upbeat, put some pep in your voice. She's like, yeah, whatever.
It's 24 a.m. in the morning. No, I don't have that kind of attitude.
Yeah,
but it's 2:24 in the morning. It's 2:24 in the morning.
Right, supposed to put your gay face on when you're on the show.
Okay, you're right.
Right. Now,
you're
right. If my voice was back to full strength, I would have my gay face on, you know.
You're right.
So, anyway, just tell us what you got on so far. Yeah.
Well,
Like looking something?
She's having problems with her phone, I think. Oh, well, hopefully we can get that corrected. Yeah, she's dropped off the switchboard there. We'll wait for her to call back in. Maybe she can plug her phone in or figure something out. Call back
in. Stop messing with the cricket phones.
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but I totally concur with you.
Cricket wireless?
No, I'm not
familiar. Like Metro PCS? Shit like that?
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's old school.
Yeah, she probably still got one of the brick phones.
Sorry, what'd you say?
That's it. Yeah, she probably still got one of the brick phones, you know, with the green screen and shit.
I was one of the last people to have one of those. I was also one of the last people to get a flip to have a flip phone.
Right.
In fact, I went from the brick to the flip phone.
Right. The last flip phone I had was the Razor. And I bought that when it first came out, too. Well, like a month after it came out.
Oh, Sandman the Reaper in the building. Welcome to the chat there, Sandman Reaper.
A.K.A. The Monster, A.K.A. Archangel.
That's right. And we still have PG. PG, are you there?
She said she's getting her fat girl on, so I'm guessing she's stuffing her face.
Okay, so PG is taking a break. That's fine. Not a problem. Take care of business. We're here. Yeah.
She'll have to eat that last piece of pie.
Yeah. Scarf that down. You know, take your time.
Put some whipped cream on it. Cherry.
Get some extra sweet potato pie.
Right.
What I'm talking
about.
Don't
let it run all down your chin.
Oh, man, dude. I'm ready. I already got the munchies, bro. You're destroying me now. All right, that's it. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. That's right. Getting angry. John Rastafari. It was Scottalites meet King Tubby close to Jah. Is that track? As we all move closer to Jah together as one, here on the Early Morning Stuff Show. Yeah, that's the name of the program. I'll probably never name a program that ever again. I just named it that because we're going to try to get this on at 11, and I just couldn't get it on in time, so I just left the name, and it's whatever. And I wasn't sure if it was Tuesday night. You don't want to, or Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, you don't want to necessarily put on a sexy party time program. Because, you know, these things, I don't know, Tuesday, not always conducive to the sexy party time. So it is what it is. I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm kicking it here with Leo. And who else do we have here? SPG, maybe. SPG? No, it's just me and Leo. Well, Leo, I appreciate you sticking it out here with me, basically my co-host here for this program. It's always nice to have a compadre.
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to get the shit started in here. Motherfucker,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dropping out. Yeah. People phone been dropping off, and Miss PG is doing something. I don't know. Whatever the hell she's doing.
Yeah. Let's do that. We lost Nene. We still have almost an hour left to go for Nene to figure it out, get her technology together, and call back in.
Right. She had time to put some more minutes on her phone.
Yeah, we're trying to give her some exposure here.
Yeah. No, it's kind of hard dealing with prepaid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Ms. PG said that she muted.
So what's been going on? What's caught your eye in the news cycle this past week, Leo?
The only thing that catches my eye is the Bears been fucking up lately, and I hate that. They went from 4-1 and now 4-3 and shit. It's pissing me off right now.
See, I'm a Raider fan, so I'm really stoked. We just won 59-14.
Well, really good.
I couldn't believe it. I thought I was going to ask it.
Yeah. Well, at least you know, fans of the Raiders could still make fun of fans of the Lions. You know, because the Lions still suck. But other than that, I haven't been watching much news. Because all that shit is just depressing.
I think we might have PG back. PG, are you there?
Yes, I've been here since Leo was talking shit. I said shut up, but I was muted, so he was able to complete his statement. Fuck you, Leo, and not in a good way, in the wrong way. Bastard. But, yeah, I'm done. And I wasn't eating pie. Shut up. There is no more pie. I was kind of upset about there's no more pie. There was no pie.
That's too bad.
So what did you have in your mouth?
Shut up.
Ooh.
I had food, bastard.
Right. You said wasn't no pie, and I was asking, what did you eat?
I ate chicken and potatoes.
Okay. So you had a drumstick.
What?
So you had a drumstick wrapped around your lips.
Actually, no. I pick my chicken. Thank you very much.
Mm. You had to pick the cotton balls and shit off of it and shit.
You know what, Leo?
What?
I was not doing that. I was actually eating.
Yeah, like you said, you was eating, right? You was eating some chicken.
You know what, Leo? Shut the fuck up.
What? You was eating some chicken. I'm a thrill with you.
You're just nasty.
Did you have any sauce on the chicken?
No, I like plain chicken.
Was it kind of greasy?
Shut up, Leo.
What?
Thank you, very nice.
I'm just asking, was the chicken greasy? Was the grease running down your chin or stuff like that?
No, it was not.
Did it have your lips shiny?
No, Leo, it didn't.
Was you licking your fingers afterwards?
Are you happy now?
Did you use a napkin?
No, Leo, I used my hand.
Did you wash your hands and your face afterwards? You know, your lips? just get all the grease and stuff off? You know?
Yes, Leo, I'm very clean.
Okay.
Did you get your rocks off yet, Leo, or do you need more?
What? What are you talking about?
Thank you, very nice.
Jesus. You need to get your head out the gutter.
Gee willikers. If I wouldn't kick it with y'all so much, my mind wouldn't be in the gutter so many times.
Yeah, whatever.
I kick it with the nastiest men in America. And you know what? I don't know, Leo. Sandman got to get put on the list, too. So I really don't know. I'm going to have to really think about that.
Yeah, with a name like Sandman, he's supposed to be on the list.
He's supposed to be on the list. Yeah, he be saying some nasty things. I think that's going to be the poll on the sidebar. Who's the nastiest guy we know? I think I'm going to make a poll. Like, we had a poll of who gets fucked more, ugly bitches or pretty bitches.
Oh, shit. You don't need a poll on that.
All of the above, pretty much.
Well, the poll turned out that the ugly bitches fuck more than pretty bitches.
You probably get better head.
But yeah, apparently they fuck more because they'll fuck any and everything because they're ugly and they surprise my ex to give them attention. So they, you know, fuck happy.
Nah, it's not even that, too. You know, sometimes pretty bitches like to stay still in bed and try to be all cute and shit. Now, like an ugly bitch, you know what I'm saying, she gonna get, you know, like straight monkey with it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, you got to put Petey on the... Yeah, I'm finna make a poll. Fuck it. I'm not going to be the one that decides. You guys going to have to pick. Yeah, we got to figure that out, because that's hard.
But you can't really say fuck more.
They do get fucked more.
I wouldn't say fuck more. Who can fuck the best is the question.
Well, see, that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question.
Yeah, but fucking more, yeah... Because that still depends on a woman. Because a woman can go outside and start picking motherfuckers out the crowd if she wants sex. You know, so, like, even if she's ugly, because motherfuckers don't want pussy anyway. So
right.
It doesn't matter, like, who fucks more.
No, it was because somebody had said something about something. I'm like, well, ugly bitches fuck more than pretty bitches. And, you know, it went on somewhere along that line. So it was something like that.
Yeah. Did they all get the equal amount of dick? And that's from ugly bitches to fine bitches, from skinny bitches to big bitches. It doesn't matter. They all get like the equal amount of dick. Now, who fucks better is actually the real question that needs to be answered. Who has the better sex?
Every chick gonna say they do. They gonna say they're the best.
No, but, you know, but the poll gotta be really for the guys to let you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we gonna give it the real answer.
So I'm supposed to just name random bitches? Oh, I'm supposed to say fat bitches, ugly bitches, or skinny bitches?
Right.
Yeah, that'll be next month's poll. We're going to run this one first.
All right. Well, I say all of the above. On that poll, they got to be like a third listing.
This is the third listing. Actually, we're going to change the poll to see who was the nastiest man in America. Who says the most disgusting things? And we're going to have a top out of it. It's just, that's just. Because it's hard. It's too many people now. I don't know. It was easier when it was like five of you bastards. Now I know a whole gang of you bitches. Well, I shouldn't say bitches, but you know what I mean.
I still say that Sincere number one.
Sincere ain't even nasty. He just wears skinny jeans, which makes him strange, not nasty. And the question is, who says the nastiest things?
Well, I know that's not me. I don't say nasty shit.
Shit.
I don't. I actually need to speak. Who's the most honest?
That'd be me.
Right. I don't know, Vince, who you think?
Who talks the nastiest?
No.
Just your take on it personally, anyway, on the poll.
But what's the poll again?
I don't know. You got to talk to Leo.
I was saying about the whole, cute bitches versus, you know, like ugly bitches. Shit like that.
I think it makes sense that ugly bitches would be more enthusiastic to fuck. So it makes sense. Hello? Did we lose somebody?
No. That's Leo dropping his raggedy ass phone.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Damn, I dropped my motherfucking phone and shit.
Coach?
Oops, upside the head. Oops, upside the head.
Say oops, upside the head. Say oops, upside your 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 head.
I'm back at it again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers. And you love laughing. I want y'all to say this with me. Man. Say it loud. Bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. The bigger the doctor, the bigger the bill. Say it loud.
Thank you.
upside your head. That's, of course, from the Gap Band, which lost their bass player. I forgot his name. But earlier this year, the guy that was the bass player for the big Gap Band passed away. So I uploaded a bunch of Gap Band tracks on my BTR. Always looking for excuse to play.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second. Just like there's a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like there's a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take money. All they wanna do is. Off and I'm back now.
So I have a few technical adjustments to make here. I've got to twist some knobs and flick some switches. But I'm going to turn around and come right back with Leo and possibly Mrs. PG and hopefully Nene. It would be great if we, in the last half hour, if we could get her to get her technology right and call in and perform for us here on the air, the BTR live. It's your man Vince in the Bay. Let's give it up to the Sandman DeRipa, Damn Radio, Leo Menace, and Mrs. PG for holding tight well into the early AM here on Blog Talk Radio and your early morning stuff program. We can break it down about pretty much anything, and we probably will in the next 36 minutes. Right now, we're sort of going through some technical revamping here in the studio, and while we attend to that, we like to thank our sponsors tonight. Crystal Geyser Natural Alpine Spring Water, Febreze, and we also would like to thank Reese's. There's some great Reese's products. They should have, I shouldn't do this, but I should check out Reese's.com, I bet. But you just go to, like, especially in Halloween, there's all the different variations of the different Reese's candies to begin with, and then in Halloween they throw in other Reese's stuff, and it's just, you could do like a Willy Wonka and a chocolate factory, but just about Reese's. Just make like a Reese's theme park. That would be amazing. I would, you could sign me up for that. But Mrs. PG is talking about voting. Yeah, don't forget, folks, to get out, vote early, and vote often. It's less than a week away. It's time to vote. And California might or might not pass Prop 19, which would legalize personal use of cannabis for private personal use. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. So, yeah. Anywho, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm going to play some more burners here. I think I played earlier the track called The Burners. Now I'm going to play this track called Just Another Day from The Burners. Be right back.
Blows out dust with the finest of kush. Tell them Zumbi in the house with a permanent mush. Me mugging with my melon. These suckers wanna tangle. Known to go in trance through a band shop to single. Getting it is simple. Flipping the house. Got a feeling the economy. Permanent slouch. Flow cool as a medulla. Keep a jewel in my mouth. Spit the truth and be out. Remove rumors and doubt.
It's just another day with the biggest slavery to the hurricane. Can you feel me?
Flows up serious, titanium plated. Brought my whole clique with me. We finally made it. Knew back in 82, I was dedicated. So I had to go and do what the slang created. On a train it faded from the center of the beast. Contact when we bomb rap in the streets. I'm a freak when it comes to the beat. Shit is deep. It's the rack psychotherapy, the bang in the Jeep.
It's just another day here with a biggest slavery through the hurricane. Can you feel me?
Keep the stress, I ain't banging a set. Got illa concepts that are nothing but breath to get. Real sick in the city of Seth. So I radiate, lie every step that I'm blessed. Prepped, primed and ready, thoughts are steady. Got conspiracy on mind like how they broke the levy. Yeah, real conscious, busting the bonkers. Exposed hypocrites, can't be your accomplice.
It's just another day with a biggest slavery through the hurricane. Can you feel it?
Big bang like the 4th of July. Freedom, liberty, power gets spit in the eye. Fly, free jack, all city we wide. Train walls in the store, skyscraping the sides. Fly, and
size. Furious ties, rat race, teach a fat face, get it and glide. Pride, gonna melt when the wax is felt. Got you bitten, get the house when them cards are dealt.
It's just another day here with a players play, creep to the
limit,
and you feel
me. It's just another day, it's just another day.
It's just another day.
Yeah, so I think that's how that song ends. Anyways, that's the Burners, Just Another Day. Just Another Day. Can't even say it. Oh, man. And which is also the name of a track from another, because the Burners is the MC is the dude from Zion Eye, who's from their Oakland, right? And they do a song called Just Another Day, but not to be confused with Too Short, Just Another Day.
Gambling, you must be
because we coming up in the game, that's how we do. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane, thinking to myself about the street game. How a black man will do you in a minute, walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us, fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass nigga from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgar Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. Then caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking Sweet Nick. Pop that shitty hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my partners from the O flew up. And they was slaying that donkey stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving. Yet. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. Oh, you know. Get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club, so you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
Vince and the Bay back here with you on your early morning stuff radio program. I'm here with Leo.
You.
So, what do you think, Leo?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Okay. I didn't say nothing. What happened? What?
Oh, check this out. Okay, here's the latest thing. Some Media Matters protester tried to do some undercover sting thing. This chick, like, had a blonde wig, and she tried to blend in to this Rand Paul
group of Rand.
Yeah, and she got beat down like she was like an enemy combatant. It was crazy.
Right. It was funny but wrong at the same time.
Yeah, no, I don't think it took that extreme, you know, precaution. But for sure, that's kind of a sore spot for that campaign, just because those people are affiliated with him.
Right, because there was no reason to step on him. Right, it's like four grown ass
men totally,
just stepping on a woman.
Yeah, on a little like 19-year-old dyke chick,
right?
That's really confused. She's going to college. She's like learning out, trying to get into all this radical, you know, subversive sort of stuff. And she's like doing a sting or something. She probably thinks she's like a martyr, a political martyr or something.
Right. I mean, but she asked for it, but it was still wrong. But she asked for it.
Yeah. But she got her 15 minutes of fame. I hope she makes use of that fucking head beat. Like,
right.
I'm sure she's already got some civil suit that's
right.
No
especially
doubt.
If Rock Paul loses, then.
It won't cost Rand Paul the election at all. I mean, he's already done his due diligence as far as like making a statement, you know, about it, and you know, obviously this guy was not, you know.
Well, you know, people
direct.
May look at it as like, you know, that's the type of people who vote for him. You know what I mean? They still put him in a bad light.
Yeah. Yeah, Rand Paul did a great job before he started campaigning. Like before Rand Paul really decided to jump into the Senate race and be a legitimate senatorial candidate, I thought, you know, he would be great. I was like, oh, he's like Ron Paul part two, you know, great.
Right.
But then the more he got out there, the more he revealed that he wasn't at all. Like there was some semblance of his dad on economic stuff, but some other stuff, like especially like foreign policy, he differs really radically from his dad, which is kind of weird. He's definitely not his dad. But again, I think he's trying to play politics, and he's at the same time probably pandering in a way to the Kentucky voters, especially the ones that come out in these off elections.
Right. You know, well, you got to pay it to whoever gives him his money. So
they're predicting like 30% of voters are gonna show up on average nationwide.
Damn.
It's ridiculous. 2 years ago, it was like something like 60 or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, this is crazy, man.
The only people that are coming out are the people that are motivated and excited about it.
Right. I mean, so just go out and vote just because you can do it. You don't have to
out here in California, they're trying to dupe people. I was like, hey, I tell you what, if you come out and vote, we'll legalize weed, okay? And people are like, all
right,
cool.
Exactly.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you're a weed smoker,
by the time you tell your friends, it gets around, it turns in, oh, yeah, you're going to get free weed if you show up and vote.
Right. Still be like, dude, is it the second or the third? Which one is it? Shit, I think
it's the
first.
I don't know, man. I'm just gonna camp out like it's waiting for Stones tickets.
Right.
Back in the day, we're camping out waiting for Floyd to go on sale.
Right. Maybe they get some free Afro Band tickets or something. They show up.
Afro Man?
Right, free Afro Man tickets.
Oh, Afro Man. I'm not really familiar with his work. I mean, I know that one song that he's, you know.
Yeah, because
famous.
I got high.
That guy, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That song, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's all I know.
Well, that's it. Okay. I don't see what the big deal is. Voting takes at least, 5 minutes? Shit, I always go in and leave right back out.
Yeah, man, but I don't take the time to read every single measure. There's a couple that stick out that I really, like, pay attention to, but the rest is just like, oh, I have to read about them? So I just usually just say no. Like, at least, you know, we don't have it right now, so if we don't have it for a little while longer, I think we'll be okay.
Man, at least California got that law they can vote on. Shit, we still ain't got shit. Well, I tell you, what? Chicago politics is some bullshit over here.
Is that where you are in Chicago?
Yeah,
it looks like Rahm Emanuel is coming back to Chicago. God. Coming back to town to run for sheriff. I mean,
mayor.
Mayor.
Yeah. I tell you already, I'm not voting for him.
That would be awesome if he quit that job, which he didn't even want to do that job to begin with. He had different ideas to begin with. That'd be great if he quit that job and then came back and ran and lost.
Lost. Yeah. It'll be beautiful.
That's torture for his kids, too, because his kids are like Illinois kids, and they were, like, settled in Chicago, and then he, like, picked them up, uprooted them, moved them to D.C. for a year and a half or whatever, and then they got settled in D.C., and he's just like, no, we're going to go back to Chicago. And now those poor kids are like already in school over here or over there in D.C. So they go, they're going to get this place back to Chicago. It's just like, fuck, figure it out.
Right. He should have stayed where he was. See, he already had a job working with the God damn. You have plenty of time after 4 or 8 years to try to run.
Yeah.
But shit. Well, I'm not voting for him. He sucked at the school superintendent. He probably going to suck at this, too. Suck being mayor. I mean, shit. He couldn't be no worse than the last mayor anyway, but shit. Yeah, he might even be worse.
There's very rarely any good politicians at all.
Rod Blagojevich, he was the best one we had.
He certainly turned into one of the great poster children of Illinois politics.
Yep, because the governor before him is still in jail.
Yeah, two of them. The both governors before him were convicted of stuff.
Yep, and that's Chicago for you.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where Barack Obama came from, and nobody like even questioned it. The whole time, people are like joking about it, like, oh, ho, ho, Chicago politics, oh, the Daily Machine, blah, 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 huh. They just like laughed it off, but not to mention, you know, this guy who basically was plucked out of obscurity was you know, brought up through that chain of command of that system.
Right. And it was funny.
And nobody even questioned it. Nobody even questioned it. Everybody was just like, they were just like looking at the halo behind his head. Nobody was asking any questions. And people still aren't asking any questions.
Right. Yeah, because when he started becoming, because when he was ready to be a senator, shit, we was like, man, who the fuck is this dude?
Exactly. He never, Obama? The first time he won a straight election was the presidency.
Right.
Like when he was senator, he won the senatorship because of his opponent went down to a scandal. He won the state senate representative or whatever he was in Illinois. I think he was a state senator. I think he won that because his opponent like had some sex scandal.
Oh, and he was supposed to run against Mike Dicker, but Mike Dicker
he was supposed to run against Jack Ryan.
Right. After Ryan bailed out.
And Ryan he had this sex scandal thing with his wife, and he bailed out, and he ended up running against Alan Keyes, which is a joke.
Right, no. See, at
and
first,
he just beat him in like a landslide.
No, see, at first it was Ryan. But then they wanted Mike Dicker to run. But they couldn't get Mike Dicker to run, so they went for Keyes afterwards.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But if Michael if Mike Dicker would have won, it could have been a if Mike Dicker would have ran, it could have been a different outcome.
Hell, I wouldn't be surprised. Al Franken's a senator. So that's the thing that gets me. Like, people just sit here and like rip on like people like Christine O'Donnell, and it's like, but yet they don't. Like, Al Franken is a comedian. What is he? What's his qualification? Nobody even like questions that.
Right. And his
Al Franken is a comedian. It makes sense. But yet Christine O'Donnell, just because she was like some, you know, not the brightest bulb in the fucking, in the shed. Suddenly,
is that the one who
like,
was a witch? Was that the one who was a witch?
Yeah.
Which one had practiced that shit, that witchcraft that's running?
Yeah, she made a comment on Bill Maher's show.
Yeah.
That when she was younger, she tried witchcraft with her friends. I don't think she was like a real witch, like fucking The Craft. Did you ever see The Craft?
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Nev Campbell.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Nev Campbell and Rachel True.
I love Rachel True.
She's so hot. You follow her on Facebook?
Yep.
She's so hot. And she's like really into social networking, and she posts like videos and pictures all the time. She's kind of a free spirit, but it's just kind of, she's kind of cheesy a little bit, but she's fucking smoking hot.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, because I've been a fan for her for a long time. I was like, damn. My fact, was The Craft when I started to fall in love with her. I think it was Craft and a plus where she was on Half Baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I became a fan of hers.
She was Mary Jane, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, Mrs. PG is dropping off. Thanks for coming out, Mrs. PG. Appreciate it. I want to welcome Chad Vickery. Sandman.
Oh, well, Chad just left.
Now Chad's just like, oh, I'm peace out. What's going on here?
Yeah, but...
Oh, damn, just like that. 9 minutes to go.
Yep. Still right now, time. And I'm putting Nene failed us.
No, yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic.
Right.
I thought we had her for a second, and she just, like, dropped off.
I guess, like, later on tonight, I'm going to have to give her, like, a real tongue lasher.
Right on.
Right. Kevin, you need... I kept my pants on the whole show. She fucked it up for me.
Thank you, very nice.
The Sandman, Leo, Vince in the Bay, winding it down here on the early morning stuff program. Thanks for sticking it out here with me, Leo.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
We had your girl Callie called in. That was cool. Got the update on the Dancing with the Stars. That's the one. I allow myself one gay thing to like. And that's what it is. It's Dancing with the Stars. Although, I have to admit, I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it the last couple of weeks, but I like it. I like to watch it when the hot chicks are in it.
Right.
And I have a thing for Bristol Palin, and she's in it, and it's kind of hot.
Right. You know, I tried to watch it when they had the singer Maya on it. I was trying to watch it, but it was too gay to watch for me.
It's not really made for men.
Right. Just like the Real Housewives thing. I tried to watch it, but then I kind of felt gay. So,
yeah. It's not even gay. That's just like it's like trashy. It's like a trashy paperback novel. You know what I'm talking about? Like the throwaway, the ones with Fabio on the
right.
cover. Just
kind of like a Daniel Steele novel.
Exactly. Oh, check it out. Black 1954 is with us.
Yeah. Too bad you came in all late and shit.
54. So that would make you 56, maybe?
Congratulations. You know how to work a computer.
Oh, really? What kind of computer?
No, he was born in 1954. He was probably one of the people who, like, made the computer and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He probably worked for Microsoft. Probably the floor manager or some shit. I don't know, at the factory. Kind of sound like you're doing a line right now.
What's that?
I say, it kind of sounded like you was doing a line right now.
Oh no, I wasn't. I was chewing on some chocolate.
Oh.
I should probably mute myself. I hate that. I hate when you hear people chomping on stuff. I didn't even know that. I have this headset thing, this USB headset, and I'm not really sure how the sensitivity is. So I'm. I gotta be conscious of that.
That was kind of funny. Shit, with 5 minutes, just 5 minutes left in the show, shit, ain't nothing else you can do but, you know.
Yeah.
Just stop busting out the candy bar, eating. Okay.
Yeah, just winding it down here.
Yeah. So I still can't go to sleep yet, so I'm still packing because I'm moving and shit.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Are you moving far?
No, not really, but I got my own house, so I'm moving
nice.
Out the family anyway. So I'm still up here packing and shit. Start moving in Thursday. Have my own shit. That's all I'm waiting for. But I'm going to still go to my mom's house until I get my cable put in, you know. I'm going to be at my mom's house until my cable gets put in. Then that's when I'm going to
be. Thank you, very nice.
Shit.
Wow. Okay, I got to go. We're gonna sign off here. I want to thank you, Leo, for sticking out with me through the entire program here. It's always great to have a wingman for the show.
Yep, yep.
I'll catch you probably on the sidebar or some other place, no doubt.
Right.
I also want to thank Mrs. PG, your girl Callie, and Black 1954, the Sandman, the Reaper, everybody who was in the chat room, of course, Blues Unchained has to stop by in the waning moments of the program. Blues Unchained, you pretty much missed the whole thing. We had a great program. We had your girl Callie on. She reported on Dancing with the Stars. We were happy to find out that Bristol Palin survived yet again, yet another week. Bristol the Pistol continues on. The glory rolls on. And we did a lot of music. We had Miss PG on. My co-host, Leo, kicked it with me through the whole thing. We played some cool tunes. And we had good times, and we smoked a lot. agenda. Feel free to play back the archive, download the podcast, share with your wake up the neighbors, get your kids out of bed, put their shoes and socks on, take them around the corner. Yes, I was eating candy. Oh, I want to thank this candy that I had, the Reese's. I had these Reese's. What did it was a some Reese's thing. Yeah, it's really good. Blues Unchanged was doing a music show. Yeah, I hear you, bro. This is sort of a quasi-music show. And it's over. So we'll see you next time, kids. Thanks for sticking around. Until next time, this is Vince in the Bay, signing off. Sayonara.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. 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 Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Thank you, very nice.
soon and thank. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorillas just shot you dead. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline, so that's the middle fence. Stopping through your suffers like hope, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yin. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buck the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention that the scribble transmission read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. It's time to get out of school and thank. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the knife holds just so you can't see the scars. This force between the stars is dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drank and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and thank. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in